Spirit, the Sequel, by Linnaeus, read by Dodificus. For 3 years Spirit has followed the sun. The nights are cold, and without sun she powers off. But she always comes on again when it rises. Something inside her tells her when to approach the equator and when to switch to the other hemisphere. Mars is big, and its rocks are endlessly fascinating to her. But in May 2010, she is still stuck in the sandpit she fell into long months earlier. As each day grows shorter, she has less and less energy. When her hemisphere enters Mars's winter, she has barely enough energy to shake the dust from her solar panels and see the sun peek briefly over the horizon before dimming again and leaving her in a darkness absolute. Dust covers her and she is not aware of it. Seasons pass. If light could penetrate to her solar panels, she could try to get out of this trap again. But the sand grows deeper around her, without her knowing. Years pass. The mound that once covered her is now a small hill. A sandstorm blows it away, and she briefly wakes and wonders at her immobility. She sends out a faint signal but gets no response. Then, it is dark again. Centuries pass. A seismic shift shelters her sandpit from the storms and she does not waken again. Millennia pass. On the other side of the planet, a ship lands. It sends out its rovers over the surface. Some fail and fall apart. Some persevere. Much as Spirit once did, they find rocks and uncover Mars's history. One finds a piece of Spirit and digs for more. She is not a rock, it recognizes. It pauses, looking at her with its camera eye, waiting. Others come and move her. The dust of ages falls from her solar panels and she is aware again. She sees them, these brothers and sisters of hers. They are not the rocks of Mars, but she recognizes them all the same. They bring her back to their ship and leave her there in the hold, waiting for the light to dim again. Before it does, she is moved again, carefully, reverently, this time by hands like the soft, fleshy ones that made her. These are green, not pink and brown, but they feel the same. Suddenly, she has energy, power, more than the sun ever gave her. Remarkable, says one of the makers, in a language she does not understand. It should be able to tell us what Mars was like 10,000 years ago, says the other. That's not much in geologic time, says the first. Still, it might have some worthwhile information. The maker plugs something into her data port. She tells her story. The images and data spill out into these makers' machines. She shares all the beauty she has seen, all the knowledge she has gathered. What do we do with it? The maker asks, voice soft. We take it home, says the other. The end.